Joining us right now live on Radio Row, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, 3,725 passing yards, 27 touchdowns in 14 games. He set an NFL record for most TD passes by a rookie. He was the winner of the Heisman Trophy, also the Maxwell, Davey O'Brien, Walter Camp Awards. He was the first pick overall in 2018 out of Oklahoma, and today appearing on behalf of Pepsi and Pepsi's NFL Rookie of the Year Award, Baker Mayfield, my man.
I appreciate you.
How you doing, Baker? I appreciate you. Good to see you. How are things?
Good, good. Staying busy, staying busy.
That's the only way to go, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so you dial it down at all during the offseason, or are you going to take that approach, no days off, no days off?
Nah, you got to have days off. You got to unplug for a little bit. I think it's good not only physically to get your body back, but mentally, you know, because it's such a grind. And I really felt like I was going for over a year straight after college football season ended, going to draft process, played in the Senior Bowl, all that, getting prepared for all that. It really was a grind. And so to be able to kind of unplug and relax a little bit, it's great.
It's a good answer. I like that. Baker Mayfield joining us. You talk about the year. Now, a year ago at this time, right, you're a few weeks removed from the end of the season in Oklahoma. You're getting ready for the draft. You're coming off a record-breaking season. You're a finalist for the Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Year Award. You've been a part of an amazing turnaround already in Cleveland. I got to know, what has the last year been like?
A roller coaster. You know what? It's been a lot of fun. There's definitely been a lot of ups and downs. There's been mistakes, but also, you know, learning opportunities. And so I've been thankful for this past year. It's been an unbelievable opportunity for me to live out my dream. And, you know, I dreamed to play in the NFL, and then getting my chance to play is another thing, and just trying to seize the opportunity. That's how I've always done it. And Cleveland is a good place to do it.
Let me tell you about Cleveland. Cleveland might be the best place to do it. Literally, I'm not just saying it. It might be the best place to do it. It seems like already that's an amazing fit between you and the town. How does that feel to you?
It's awesome. You know, I have that it's me against the world attitude. And Cleveland,
no way, bro.
Cleveland has that same attitude. And so, you know, it's a great match. And, you know, the energy in the stadium now for home games is so exciting. And they deserve a good football team. And we're trying to build that right now.
Baker Mayfield joining us live on the set here on Radio Row. You know how the draft process goes, right? Team, scouts, analysts, they're going to pick you apart. It's not, it may feel like it's just you, but you know it's not. They're looking to get at somebody for anything. Did you pay attention to it and what people, the critics, were saying before the draft? How'd you approach it?
I knew exactly what they were going to say. They had their comparisons. They wanted to compare me to Johnny. They wanted to say that, you know, I had, you know, character flaws, all that stuff. But I knew if they asked anybody that I was around within our locker room, the people that I actually, you know, had my hands on and, you know, I affected, that I would have positive reviews. And I wasn't worried about that. That's why I wanted to get in front of those people, get on the board, talk football, you know, talk about who I really am, where I'm from, why I am the way I am, why I'm wired like that. And I thought, you know, if I had that chance to do it, take advantage of it, because I feel like that's something special. And, you know, I'm thankful the Browns took a chance and believed in me.
Baker Mayfield, my guest, you know, I always ask that question. When you've got that kind of juice, when you got that kind of it, are you wired for it? I mean, is this the way you've always been, or is this something you learned?
Oh, no, I've always been like that. And I think,
like, you came out like that, wired for it.
Yeah, I think I was quiet, but I was wired to be competitive and all that. But as the years went on and just realizing to just be proud of who I am, you know, I was a late bloomer. And I think I was pretty ashamed of that. But then realizing, you know what, everything happens for a reason, you know, and I truly believe that. So just taking a chance on myself, you know, never taking no for an answer.
Baker Mayfield, my guest. Let's be real about one thing. There aren't too many guys who'd be excited about going to an 0-16 team, but it seems like your attitude all year long has been, man, bring it on, bring it on. Where does that attitude and that approach come from?
It's kind of a Kobe Bryant mentality of, like, I want to do it. I want to be the one to win. I want to, you know what, I want to be that change. I want to be the difference maker. And I said it last year at the Combine. I want to be in Cleveland. I want to play for them. I want to be the guy to turn them around. And it wasn't just me, but I feel like my leadership and being able to have a part, we have a special team. But just being able to get those guys to believe in themselves and play for each other is so important, and that's why we were able to do that. You know, they had the pieces.
You know, Deshaun Watson came on before you, and he made the point that, I said, what's different about this year and next year, compared to when you broke in? He said, man, I just got to be patient. I got to take what the defense gives me. I said, yeah, but if you're the guy who can make every throw, and you're the guy who can make every play, and you've always had that mentality, how hard is it to take a step back and just take what the defense gives you? He said, you're right, that is hard. Yeah. Is that hard for you too?
Absolutely. You know what, because the mentality is, you want to be that guy to make every play. You know,
exactly, just like what, said.
Yeah, exactly,
right.
What I said. So you want to be that guy, but at the same time, playing quarterback, you need to put your team in position to win. That's the most important thing, is winning. So knowing when to take those shots, knowing, you know, when your team needs it, when they need that fire, when they need that one play, and just knowing, you know, when to take your shot.
Baker Mayfield, my guest, for a couple of more moments. Talk about fire. Now, your teammates talk about a moment against Tampa Bay when Buck safety Jordan Whitehead hit you with a helmet-to-helmet shot, and you jumped up and said, yeah, mother bleeper, and your teammates were kind of awed by the whole thing. Like, Joel Bitonio said, having that guy lead your team is something special. Devereaux Lawrence said it best, quote, Baker's a dog. There are certain things you can't teach dogs. There's a whole bunch of savages in here. We got one in a quarterback. He looked at him and told him, yeah, mother bleeper. Everybody could read those lips.
Devereaux, right?
So, what's it feel like if you've got a room full of dogs and savages? What's it feel like to have them say that you're that guy? And did you have any idea that play would galvanize that locker room the way it did?
No, absolutely not. I had no idea it would do that. But I love hearing that from our guys, because you want to have a guy that competes and wants to win more than anybody else. You want your leader to do that. And so to have all those guys, some of those veterans, some of those guys in my locker room believe in me, that means more than anything else, is for them to, you know what, say, that's who he is, and we're proud of that, and we're happy to have him. And because I always pride myself on just being myself, being who I am. And so to know that I have that support from them is pretty special.
Dude, how do you balance that? How do you balance, like, I'm one of the fellas, but at the same time, I am the face of the franchise, and everybody's looking at me and counting on me?
You know, there's a difference in, you know, how I end up myself outside the locker room and then how I am inside the locker room. You know, I got to be that role model. I got to be that franchise guy outside the locker room. But then inside the locker room, I got to be that same guy for them every day. They know exactly what to expect work ethic-wise, you know, who I'm going to be at practice, who I'm going to be during games, you know, the consistency.
I was going to say, man, consistency matters, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know what, I can't be that leader for them unless I'm consistent.
You know, it seemed like you, the offense went to a different level when you and Freddie Kitchens came together. I had him on the show last week. I love this guy. I mean,
he's
just
so
talking
funny.
I mean, he's the funniest dude, but man, but he's serious. He's serious, but he's funny. And even as a guy, like a middle-aged guy with no ability, I want to put the pads on for this guy. What's it like to play for him, and how'd you guys get on the same page so quickly?
No, the relationship with him, he was just very honest and upfront. The communication was just, it was all out there on the table. And so he believed in me, and he told me that. And so I can't ask for much more than that. And then, you know, throughout the week of going through the game plan and cutting it up, slicing it up, deciding, you know, what we liked, what we didn't like. And then also knowing how he wanted to execute it, knowing where he wanted my eyes, how to illuminate quicker. I thought that was important.
All right, so one more thought before I ask you about Pepsi. In terms of the community, you've already gone above and beyond off the field. As an example, in the team auction last month, you and your fiance auctioned off a dinner for two. You raised more than $40,000 in the process. The auction benefits Providence House. It protects at-risk kids and families in challenging situations. What's it mean to you to be able to have that kind of an impact in that community?
Oh, unbelievable. You know, to be able to have that opportunity is very special. And to be able to give back to a city that's believed in me and supported me, and just to be able to impact the youth, you know, give every kid a chance, you know, have the same opportunities as everybody else. And I think that's the important thing about it. It's definitely not an easy situation. Providence House does a great job of giving kids an opportunity to try and live normal lives, you know, whether it's families that reach out and they want help, they want to get better. And so just being able to be that person that kind of supports them, pushes them along. And I don't want any of the credit, but I want those kids to have the same chance that I did.
And I want to make sure that they know also that was not a conditional thing. I'm really impressed by that. I wanted to ask you about that, but that was not a condition of being here. Pepsi was a little bit more of a condition of you being here. All right, so let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, to be up for the award is an honor. What are you doing with those folks, and how badly do you want to win that thing?
Oh, I definitely want to win. You know what? Up against some great guys, some good buddies, even a teammate, Nick Chubb. And it's definitely an honor to be up for it. And everything that, you know, Pepsi stands for, it's about making it fun, making it enjoyable. It's for the fans. And I think football is, it's all of that. It's about the players, about the team, it's about the fans, about the whole community. And I think, you know, winning that award would be special. But I'm up against some great competition.
We'll see how that goes. List I mentioned, if you guys are, in fact, the new America's team, and Freddie's America's coach, I guess that makes you America's QB, Baker. Glad you and I came together. Glad I could finally get you on the show, man. Really nice to see you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, good to see you, man. Baker Mayfield. That's the way you start Wednesday, right? Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, back-to-back. And as I mentioned before he came up here, he just shows up with a certain it. He's got a lot of it, a lot of natural charisma. You can't teach that. But that's a guy who's very sure of himself, and why not, man? Working the way he works, preparation breeds confidence. He's confident because he's done the work.